Good morning, everyone. My name is Miss Christine. Are you ready for stories and jokes? Do you want to learn about butterflies with me? If you said yes, then I think you're listening to the right radio station. So let's get started! This is a creation myth about butterflies from the Papago tribe. It is Buck Connor's version. One day, the Earthmaker was resting, sitting, watching some children at play in a village. The children laughed and sang, yet as he watched them, the Earthmaker's heart was sad. He was thinking, these children will grow old. Their skin will become wrinkled, their hair will turn gray, their teeth will fall out, the young hunter's arms will fail. These lovely young girls will grow ugly and fat, the playful puppies will become blind mangy dogs, and those wonderful flowers, yellow and blue, red and purple, will fade. The leaves from the trees will fall and dry up. Already they are turning yellow. Thus the Earthmaker grew sadder and sadder. It was in the fall, and the thought of the coming winter, with its cold and lack of game and green things, made his heart heavy. Yet it was still warm, and the sun was shining. The Earthmaker watched the play of sunlight and shadow on the ground, the yellow leaves being carried here and there by the wind. He saw the blueness of the sky, the whiteness of some cornmeal ground by the women. Suddenly he smiled. All those colors, they ought to be preserved. He wanted to save them. I'll make something to gladden my heart, something for those children to look at and enjoy. The Earthmaker took out his bag and started gathering things. A spot of sunlight, a handful of blue from the sky, the whiteness of the cornmeal, the shadow of the playing children, the blackness of the beautiful girl's hair, the yellow of the falling leaves, the green of the pine needles, and the red, purple, and orange of the flowers around him. All of these he put into a bag. As an afterthought, he put the songs of the birds in, too. Then he walked over to the grassy spot where the children were playing. "Children, little children, this is for you." He gave them his bag. "Open it. There's something nice inside," he told them. The children opened the bag, and at once, hundreds and hundreds of colored butterflies flew out, dancing around the children's heads, settling on their hair, fluttering up again to sip from this or that flower. And the children, enchanted, said they had never seen anything so beautiful. The butterflies began to sing, and the children listened, smiling. But then a songbird came flying, settling on the Earthmaker's shoulder, scolding him, saying, "It is not right to give our songs to these new pretty things. You told us when you made us that every bird would have his own song, and now you've passed them all around. Isn't it enough that you gave your new playthings the colors of the rainbow?" "You're right," said the Earthmaker. "I made one song for each bird, and I should not have taken what belongs to you." So the Earthmaker took the songs away from the butterflies, and that is why they are silent. "But they're beautiful even so," he said. The end. This story is called The Three Little Butterfly Brothers by Van Antwerp Bragg and Company. There were once three little butterfly brothers, one white, one red, and one yellow. They played in the sunshine and danced among the flowers in the garden, and they never grew tired because they were so happy. One day there came a heavy rain, and it wet their wings. I bet it would be difficult to fly then. They flew away home, but when they got there, they found the door locked and the key gone. So they had to stay outside in the rain, and they grew wetter and wetter. By and by, they flew to the red and yellow striped tulip, and said, "Friend Tulip, will you open your flower cup and let us in till the storm is over?" The tulip answered, "The red and yellow butterflies may enter, because they are like me, but the white one may not come in." But the red and yellow butterflies said, "If our white brother may not find shelter in your flower cup, why, then we'll stay outside in the rain with him." It rained harder and harder, and the poor little butterflies grew wetter and wetter. So they flew to the white lily and said, "Good lily, will you open your bud a little so we can creep in out of the rain?" The lily answered, The white butterfly may come in, because he is like me, but the red and yellow ones must stay outside in the storm." Then the little white butterfly said, "If you won't receive my red and yellow brothers, why then I'll stay out in the rain with them. We would rather be wet than parted." So the three little butterflies flew away. But the sun, who was behind a cloud, heard it all, and he knew what good little brothers the butterflies were, and how they held together in spite of the wet. So he pushed his face through the clouds, and chased away the rain, and shone brightly on the garden. He dried the wings of the three little butterflies, and warmed their bodies. They ceased to sorrow, and danced around the flowers till evening. Then they flew away home, and found the door wide open. The end. Shall we tell some jokes about butterflies now? How do you make a butterfly? You flick it out of the butter dish with a knife. Have you ever seen a butterfly cry? No, but I've seen a moth ball. What do you get when you eat caterpillars? Butterflies in your stomach. What is the greasiest bug? The butterfly. Why couldn't the butterfly come to the dance? Because it was a moth ball. What did the caterpillar say to the boa constrictor? I don't want to be around when you turn into a butterfly. How silly. Now, do you remember 2 weeks ago when we covered caterpillars? Do you remember what we learned? And their first stage is what? I'll give you a hint. They hatch. That's right. First, they're eggs. And what comes out of the egg? It's squirmy and wiggly and has lots of legs. That's right, it's a caterpillar. Today, we're going to finish up the cycle. The third stage is definitely one of the neatest. As soon as the caterpillar has eaten so much that it is done growing, it spins a pupa, or chrysalis, around itself. And while it may look like the caterpillar is just taking a long nap inside, that is not the case at all. In fact, the caterpillar's entire body changes. Its shape changes, it grows wings, and this big change is called metamorphosis. And what is it changing into? I bet you can guess. That's right, it's a butterfly now. But it may look a little funny when it first comes out of the pupa. It has to squeeze real tight to fit in there after it grows its wings. So when it comes out, the wings are soft and folded against its body. But after they rest a little while, blood starts pumping to those wings, making them bigger and stronger. They'll flap their wings for a while to make them extra strong, and then they'll take off and be pretty good flyers. And while they're flying, they'll keep an eye out for a nice strong leaf to lay eggs on, and then the whole cycle begins again. Today, I've got a song about the life cycle of a butterfly, what we just learned. What were those four stages again? That's right. Egg, caterpillar, pupa or chrysalis, and butterfly. When we get to each stage in the song, why don't we act like the animal would? Say, what do eggs do? They sit there and hatch. Could you pop out of an egg and hop up and down? And what about the caterpillar? That wiggles around, so that one's easy. I bet you're expert wigglers. And the chrysalis sleeps. I bet you're great at sleeping, too. You could even add in a couple of snores. And what does the butterfly do? It's in the name. Yes, it flies and flaps its wings. I think we'll do just fine with this song. The song is called The Life of a Butterfly, and it's sung to the tune of Skip to My Loo. I'm a little egg, please hatch with me. I'm a little egg, please hatch with me. I'm a little egg, please hatch with me. What'll I be, my darling? And what's it going to be? A caterpillar! I'm a caterpillar, wiggle with me. I'm a caterpillar, wiggle with me. I'm a caterpillar, wiggle with me. What'll I be, my darling? And what's the next stage? The chrysalis. A chrysalis now, sleep like me. A chrysalis now, sleep like me. A chrysalis now, sleep like me. What'll I be, my darling? I think I did hear some snores in there. What happens next? The butterfly! I'm a butterfly, come fly with me. I'm a butterfly, come fly with me. I'm a butterfly, come fly with me. What'll I be, my darling? So after it hatches, what have we got? The caterpillar, chrysalis, and butterfly. Now all together, let's do all three. A caterpillar, chrysalis, a butterfly, three. Move your body like this with me. The life of a butterfly, darling. Very good. We wiggled and flew and slept and popped out of eggs. Should we sing a couple of more songs now?
You're my speedy centipede, speedy centipede. You got 100 happy feet walking away. Cracking the asphalt, go in between. Long and black and seldom seen. Legs and feet, a little body too. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. You're my speedy centipede, speedy centipede. You got 100 happy feet walking away. Under palm trees, hiding away. Silent, shiny, night and day. You can crawl under my shoe. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. You're my speedy centipede. Speedy centipede. You got 100 happy feet walking away.
Let's go!
Wop, wop, wop.
There you are, so small and round. There are millions of centipedes on the ground. Something about the way you do what you do.
Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you.
You're my speedy centipede. Speedy centipede. You got 100 happy feet walking away.
100 happy feet.
You got 100 happy feet walking away.
Day.
That
They say that is what sheep say. They say that is what cows say.
You are what you eat. You are what you eat. just eat that, you'd be a very big guy.
But I like to eat meat, and I like to eat fish.
When you chew on your food, you go squish, squish, squish.
You are what you eat. You are what you eat. You are what you eat. You are what you eat.
Drink your milk, eat your cheese.
But don't eat too much cheese, you'll get wobbly knees.
Eat a lot of veggies and eat a lot of fruit.
Don't eat too much, you'll split your suit.
You are what you eat. You are what you eat. You are what you eat. You are what you eat.
And remember,
eat healthy and exercise. Please don't eat spiders and flies. Eat all different kinds of things. Don't fill up on chocolate ring dings. You are what you eat. You are what you eat. You are what you eat. You are what you eat.
Plenty of minerals, vitamins, and fiber. Please don't chew on rubber tires.
Don't eat a lot of cookies. Don't drink a lot of soda.
If you drink a lot of soda, you might explode.
You are what you eat. You are what you eat. You are what you eat. You are what you eat.
Chop, chop.
The ants go marching one by one, hurrah, hurrah. The ants go marching one by one, hurrah, hurrah. The ants go marching one by one, the little one stops to suck his thumb, and they all go marching down to the ground to get out of the rain. Boom, boom, boom. The ants go marching two by two, hurrah, hurrah. The ants go marching two by two, hurrah, hurrah. The ants go marching two by two. The little one stops to tie his shoe, and they all go marching down to the ground to get out of the rain. Boom, boom, boom. The ants go marching three by three. Hurrah, hurrah. The ants go marching three by three. Hurrah, hurrah. The ants go marching three by three. The little one stops to climb a tree, and they all go marching down the ground to get out of the rain. Boom, boom, boom. The ants go marching four by four. Hurrah, hurrah. The ants go marching four by four. Hurrah, hurrah. The ants go marching four by four. The little one stops to shut the door, and they all go marching down to the ground to get out of the rain. Boom, boom, boom. The ants go marching five by five. Hurrah, hurrah. The ants go marching five by five, hurrah, hurrah. The ants go marching five by five, the little one stops to take a dive, and they all go marching down to the ground to get out of the rain.
That's all we have today, folks. If you want to read more about butterflies, why not visit your local library? They'll have all sorts of books to help you out, and some fun programs like this one, too. Anywho, this is Miss Christine signing off. I hope you'll join me next week at the same time. Bye!